A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. People brought little children to Jesus for him to lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples scolded them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children alone. Do not stop them from coming to me. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." Then he laid his hands on them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. Art Linkletter, many years ago, had a production called Questions Children Ask. I do not remember much more than how good he was with children. I think it is one of the calamities of our time that because of sexual abuse of children by clergy, we do not have the opportunity to be like Jesus with them. It's very sad. I have loved working with children and have also enjoyed trying to answer their questions. They certainly are not fools. I've also asked myself about what Jesus really meant when he said the kingdom of heaven belonged to such as these. We can think of words like the innocence of children or their simplicity. These are both true, but I think there are other words too, which are just as important. Children don't always have a depth of knowledge. They haven't learned everything. And so they need to trust more. They trust their parents and teachers. They haven't learnt to be sceptical, so their trust is often greater and deeper than that of adults. Trust, we know, is an essential element of faith. Children are perceptive. Anyone who has prepared children for the sacraments of reconciliation or Eucharist can tell stories about the children's comments and questions. It is not a matter of giving them lists of sins, but of asking them what they consider to be sins. Sadly, too many of them have suffered bullying and name-calling. They know too what it means to receive Jesus in their whole personality in communion, to become Jesus. As a priest celebrating Mass, I love celebrating Mass with children. The children not only pray, but they teach us, adults. The children's Masses always attract adults. But it doesn't work the other way around. How sad. The children know how to celebrate with joy and enthusiasm, and to communicate that. They know how to sing and make music for the Lord. They know how to believe. People wanted Jesus to touch their children because he had healing hands. Anyone with a sick child knows how important the hands of a doctor or a nurse are. And Jesus touched them with healing. We adults need to learn that trust and perception, if we are to become members of the kingdom. Thank you for listening.